want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. It's time for the fade in, where we give a nod to the trending sports stories of the week.
People's lives are going to change this Thursday. The NBA draft is Thursday night, and everyone is pretty sure Victor Wembanyama is all but going to San Antonio at number one. Who's your top five? And is there a Jokic-type player that could be taken later in the second round, or a Kawhi-type player who could be taken outside the top 10 that'll make an impact?
That's a very good question. So let me start with who I've got going in the top five. All right. So, yeah, number one, I don't think anybody's passing on Victor Wembanyama, right? I mean, there's no reports that indicate that the Spurs are going to, you know, go off script and think that a Scoot Henderson or a Brandon Miller is going to light the world on fire. And that makes sense. I can get on board with what they're doing. I was trying to play devil's advocate, you know, and say, you know, he could fail, but you know, you'd rather take him and fail with him than see what life is like not taking him, right?
Yeah.
Number two, I've got Scoot Henderson. He's worked his ass off in the G League. I got him going to Charlotte to get to this point. And this is exactly the player that they need. He's a real adult who's hungry, wants to make an impact on an NBA team. You can't ask for more than Scoot Henderson here. At number three, I've got Brandon Miller. If I was drafting, this is the guy I would have taken number one. I take a chance. He's a 6'9 guard. Put Alabama basketball on the map, man. And that's an SEC football school. So he has a chance to become what Andre Barrett should have been. Next, I've got it for... I got the Houston Rockets making a trade. I've got them trading the number four pick and Jalen Green for Zion Williamson to the Pelicans.
Whoa.
That's what I got. Because you bring in Zion, you go and you sign James Harden. You've got James Harden and Zion Williamson. Let's go. That's what I think they should do. That's what I think they're going to do. And then I think they go ahead and they go get Jarace Walker, 6'8 forward, out of Houston. And they hope they can turn, and the Pelicans hope that they can turn him into an Anthony Davis, and they prepare to build around him in the next couple of seasons. That's what I got going on at four, Z. And then at five, I've got a boring pick for the Pistons. I got a Cam Whitmore coming out of Villanova. I think they look to pair him with Cade Cunningham. They have a nice little two-guard thing that the... that the Wizards did for a couple of years.
Look how much they benefited from the two-guard system.
Yeah. And then a guy that I think that could fall, that I think could be of value, is I do think this Jarace Walker guy is good. I think he's good. I think Keyonte George out of Baylor, freshman, I think he could play. I think he's a good player. And then if you're gonna go to the second round, you know, second round is
hard.
It's hard. I can get on board with an Amari Bailey. I like guard play. He's a little He's 6'5", 185 pounds. Put some weight on him. I think he'd be a really good guard. Yeah, that's where I am. Where are you?
Well, as far as second round steals, I mean, Andre Jackson from UConn.
Yeah.
I don't bet against UConn.
6'6", 210, junior. Yeah. Experience. Battle champion. Tested.
Champion. Exactly. So, like, for me, like, I see him as kind of a dark horse. I mean, you have a guy like Oscar Tshiebwe out of Kentucky, 23-year-old senior, 6'9", 260. Like, he was highly regarded and just kind of is, like, laying in the weeds and kind of floating. We'll see what he becomes, but he could be a big impact big man. And then Olivier Maxence Prosper, he out of Marquette, his stock is rising, so he could very well end up in the first round. But it's gonna be, I mean, Wembanyama is pretty much guaranteed to go number one. I mean, the reputation that the Spurs have, particularly in France, drafting international players, there's plenty of cachet there. And I think that Wembanyama is going to go to San Antonio. This is not the overnight turnaround that people are expecting. Now, when they drafted Tim Duncan number one, that team was ready to go. They tanked for Tim Duncan. That team was pretty decent, and they chose to suck to get Tim Duncan. That this team, the team that Wembanyama is going to, ain't that team. David Robinson is not there. Avery Johnson is not there. Sean Elliott is not there. Like, those guys are not there. Charlotte, number two. This is a team, right? New owner. We're going to get to that later. You know, are you going to pick a guy to pair with LaMelo Ball? Like, what are you going to do? I think it's going to be Scoot Henderson at number two, but I don't know if it's going to be Charlotte, though. I can easily see New Orleans getting in there. You had him going to Houston. I could see New Orleans dealing Zion for the number two pick and taking Scoot Henderson. I can definitely see that happening because it's kind of a homecoming for Zion, correct? He's from South Carolina. He went to school at Duke. Duke is in North Carolina. Charlotte's in North Carolina. But it seems to be a pretty good spot for Mr. Williamson. So I can definitely see Charlotte getting into that. Now, what does Portland do, right? Do they keep three and try and keep Lillard happy? Do they trade three and try and build up assets? Do they trade Lillard and get another pick later on in this? It's interesting, right? There's a lot of ways that Portland can play this. I'm going to play it from the standpoint that they're going to draft a guy that another team may want. And that other team, that player is Brandon Miller, right? Brandon Miller, clearly the best college player. Character issues aside, right? We understand the issue regarding the murder. We understand what went on, the investigation that took place. There's a lot of question marks there. Now, apparently, NBA executives are satisfied. They're satisfied with what they've been hearing from both the investigation and from Miller himself. So you have to take them at their word that they, you know, they don't see any red flags moving forward. Now, best player available, yeah, you take him. But if something becomes available down the line, maybe you trade the draft rights. Remember, Kobe Bryant was traded. Remember that, boys and girls. Kobe Bryant was a Charlotte Hornet for all about an hour and a half. So let's not forget that. Number four, Houston. It's a bold strategy, right? You said James Harden, Zion Williams.
Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for him.
10th place, I'll give you that right there. There's not a lot of talent on that team. I don't know. I see them taking one of the Thompson twins. I'm gonna go with Amen Thompson.
Yeah.
Amen Thompson. He's a solid player. He's 20. He's he's 6'7", 202. He's got the size, got the body. I think he'll fit in. If you bring in Harden, that will definitely kind of impact things and change the trajectory of the organization. You suddenly go from, we're building to we're winning now, right? Because James Harden's not coming in, and then he's going to sit for a year while the kids develop. That's not what's happening here. And the other Thompson twin, right, Ausar, I have him going at 5 to the Detroit Pistons. At this point, best player available. Detroit needs so much that you could take so many. You have so many different guys, right? You could take Whitmore. You can take Walker. You could take Grady Dick. You can have a Dick in the Motor City. You could take Anthony Black. You could, you're so limited in terms of talent that you can take anybody, right? The Pistons are to basketball what the Raiders are to football. They need so much, and they're a complete wild card. Obviously, Taylor's thinking, I don't know what the hell he's thinking. So I think that's something that could very well happen. Now, we both have top 5 trades. Do you see anybody else moving? Do you see any major established players? I hesitate to say superstars, but do you see any established players moving in on draft day?
Jaylen Brown would be an interesting one. LeBron James would be an interesting one too. Jordan Poole, maybe. Jordan Poole. Yeah. I think the Warriors have to figure out what they're going to do with his salary, because I think that's a bad contract. I think they've got to try to get away from him and get away from that situation. Dame Lillard, I got to imagine that's a possibility. You want to see people who are trying to shed some salary. I just don't know what the backup plan for that would be, though. That's the only reason why I'm not sure he'll leave. So what's the backup plan if he goes?
I don't know. The rumor, either Julius Randle or Obi Toppin are on the... Obi hasn't really gotten much burn here in New York, but, it's kind of like, you kind of want something for him,
Mm-hmm.
He was a first round pick, so you might be able to get something. Mm-hmm. So, kind of like in the Zion Williamson kind of thing, like, change of scenery will do him good. I mean, it's worth a flyer. And there are plenty of teams out there that can have them.
It's that damn Tibbs system, I mean, I felt like he played well when he came off the bench in the playoffs. He definitely has talent. The talent is there. He's just got to get opportunity.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? A team like Orlando, a team like Indiana, like they're at the top of the draft. So send him there. That will provide him with an opportunity. Well, you can send him to Memphis. Memphis has some opportunity now for 25 games, right? The NBA
is dominating today's headlines. You got to imagine Dallas has kind of got to make a splash too, right? I mean, they pretty much made sure they lost that game so that they could get this top 10 pick. So I wonder if they're going to make a splash or if they're going to try to trade the pick.
Maybe they try and trade up.
Yeah, maybe. They're probably eyeing the Duke center, Derek Levi or Lively, 7'2", 215. I mean, it's hard to find players that could play well with Luka, though. I don't know how that dynamic works, because he's so ball dominant.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.